We have to create more family-supporting jobs in this community. But we also have to recognize that we're in a world economy and that things have changed dramatically. And when you look at the employment statistics and the growth, for example, in many of the nation's older cities, there's been a shift that's occurred. We have gone from regional economies to national economies and now to world economies. And that puts a higher premium on education. That puts a higher premium on workforce development. And those are priorities for us as well.
One analyst in this whole picture is Mark Levine at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, director of the Economic Development Department over there. He claims that because of the high unemployment rate, particularly with African-American males at over 50%, according to his numbers, it is evidence that what the city has done, economic developmentally speaking, up to this point, has not worked and ought to be scrapped, and you should start over.
Well, I certainly agree with part of his premise, and the premise is that the unemployment rate among African-American men in particular in the central city is really a serious, serious problem. And that's an issue throughout the city, and that's an issue throughout this country. I never thought as a mayor of the city that I would be walking into Milwaukee Public Schools and saying, "Hi, I'm Mayor Tom Barrett, and I'm begging you to stay in school." But I do that because I honestly believe that there has never been a time in the history of this city where education is more important than it is today. 50 years ago in this community, if you had a strong back and a good alarm clock, you could get a job. You could have a family-supporting job. As recently as 1970, we had the highest per capita income for African Americans in this country because we had the breweries, we had the foundries, we had the manufacturing concerns that allowed people that were willing and anxious to come to work to do so. But I think where I would disagree with Mr. Levine is we can't just come in and say, well, we're going to create these jobs out of thin air. There has to be a business climate that attracts employers. And my goal is to keep employers here, first of all, who are here, and second, to attract growth in this region. 70 to 80% of the job growth that's going to occur in this region is going to occur from jobs that are currently here, from employers that are currently here. Is there an issue? Absolutely. But I think it's sort of a flippant response to say, well, government should come in and create all these jobs. And the question is, well, what jobs are you talking about and where is the money going to come from? The vast, vast, vast majority of jobs are created by the private sector. As much as we have to do, and again, I do not for a second sugarcoat that we've got a long way to go, we're seeing signs that we're moving in the right direction. For example, for the last year, our employment growth has outpaced 10 of the 20 largest cities in the northern half of this country. We're ahead of Pittsburgh, Baltimore, Indianapolis, Buffalo, and Detroit. We have actually created close to 11,000 jobs in the city in the last 4 years. If you look at the manpower expansion, for example, or if you look at what's going on in the Menominee Valley, there are jobs that are open to people of different incomes.
These numbers that you cited in terms of job growth here compared to other cities, where are those from?
Those are from the federal government. From 2004 to 2007, the city of Milwaukee's employment grew by 0.37%. Not a lot, but it's growing.
Let me touch on one more thing, and that is some of the creative energy that would be necessary to generate the style of jobs that you're talking about. Is business and industry representing enough creative energy to you that in fact is going to happen?
I would say yes and no. Certainly business, I'd love to see it be more creative and create more jobs here, but I also understand that it's all about the bottom line and that they have returns to shareholders, they've got returns to private equity that is invested in them, and that they're competing in a world economy. So again, I think we have to make ourselves attractive. I think we have to promote ourselves. I think we have to do a better job. And this is one of the reasons that we've been involved with the Milwaukee 7, for example, is to push this whole region. I'd much rather have jobs in the city of Milwaukee, but if we can't have them in the city of Milwaukee, I'd rather have them in Wauwatosa than in Walla Walla, Washington.